My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about little ways you can show your love to the important people in your life. The rose industry always does a booming business right around February 14, which is Valentine's Day in those places that celebrate this holiday of romantic love. And certainly, a big bunch of roses can send a romantic message, though my husband and I joke that because our anniversary of meeting, and also of getting engaged a year later, is February 15, we can conveniently show our love with heavily discounted Valentine's Day merchandise. But there are lots of creative ways to show love, and not just on Valentine's Day, but through the year. Many of us are on our phones all day anyway. A quick, affectionate text to your partner or kids can turn your phone and theirs into something more than just a source of stress. Or you can write a real note. A few words on a sticky note put on the bathroom mirror can bring a smile to someone's face. Flowers on Valentine's Day might be expected, but flowers on your average Tuesday are not. So pick up a small bouquet at the grocery store or even the gas station, and add a little beauty to the next time you say hello. Other little gifts can work too, like picking up a book at the library that you know the person would enjoy. Part of saying hello is actually, well, saying hello. And increasingly, I believe that one of the best gifts we can give people is the gift of full focus. So put the phone away for a while, ask someone a question, and really listen to the answer. You can also show your love by allowing the other person to listen to you saying something nice. Pretty much everyone loves being complimented in front of other people. And this is great when you're in a multi-person conversation, but I think it's even nicer if the person accidentally overhears you. Say a kid while you're talking on the phone with grandma, or your spouse when you're on the phone with a friend. Since the person doesn't know for sure if you know they're listening, it comes across as more authentic. Sometimes the best gift you can give is letting someone off the hook. If you know the other person is really dreading an event or a particular chore like calling customer service, offer to take this off their plate. You'll attend the family event. You'll call to file the complaint. Lots of couples with young kids split who wakes up early with them on weekends, but if you've not made an explicit split, offer to do it someday and let your partner know ahead of time so he or she can relish the coming rest. When I've written about some of these ideas in the past, I've often heard from readers or listeners who remind me about Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages. And, you know, we can assign too much stock to strict frameworks, but it is true that certain ways to show love register more with some people than others. Some people get excited about fancily wrapped gifts, and some people are more physically affectionate. For someone else, vacuuming out the car is the equivalent of a dozen roses. So it might be worth noting how your partner tries to express love to you, because that might hold clues about how he or she would like you to express love. But in any case, when you study the research on human happiness, it's pretty clear that a bunch of little things often outweighs one big thing. We get used to much, and the glow from a big present, well, very cool, don't get me wrong, may fade to baseline over a while. But learning again and again how much you are loved makes every day seem like a gift. So how do you express love creatively? You can let me know at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.